While browsing Wikipedia back in 2004, John Broughton realized he had some information that could enrich the article before him. So he clicked the link to improve the page, added some material, saw it published, and was hooked.
There's something about writing an article, helping improve an article that hundreds of thousands of people are going to read that's just real enticing.
Since then, the Windsor resident estimates he has made thousands of contributions to the online encyclopedia.
I haven't written that many articles, but I've improved a lot.
So yes, he is a Wikipedia editor. But Broughton says that really doesn't mean much.
Do you want to talk only about the English Wikipedia, or do you want to talk about the entire universe of 200-plus language versions? Because there's a French and a German and a Spanish and a Portuguese and a number of different ones in, say, the languages spoken in the country of India, et cetera, et cetera. I think a good estimate that there are hundreds of thousands of people across all of those encyclopedias who edit in any given year. I don't know how many editors are active on the English Wikipedia. Tens of thousands, let's go with that.
And it's easy to become one.
You go to the article, you click on edit, you type something, make some changes. You should write a little edit summary explaining the change, then you click save, and you are now a Wikipedia editor. The challenge isn't so much to edit a Wikipedia article successfully, it's to have your change actually stick. A third, a half of the changes to Wikipedia get what's called reverted. For vandalism, it usually takes 2 seconds because there's automated systems that look at every edit. And if you go and delete a page, for example, it's probably going to get reversed in a fraction of a second, 2 seconds. Probably no one will ever see it.
Much of this is also guided by Wikipedia's internal rules and policies, which Broughton found as he got increasingly involved, tended to be complicated and confusing. So he began compiling his own reference list of how to get things accomplished.
I started to write sort of a user guide for myself just so I could figure out where things would go. I got stymied because everything sort of goes in a circle. So I was inspired to build an A to Z index because that doesn't require any organizational skills. My first cut on that was probably 1,000 links. But what I realized as I was building this index to Wikipedia was it's an index to a book.
And it eventually became one. Broughton's Wikipedia, The Missing Manual, was published by O'Reilly in 2008 and well-received within the user world. But it's now nearly a decade old, and the author admits a good deal of his book has now been eclipsed by changes within Wikipedia.
So the new editing interface called Visual Editor, it's much easier to edit with. Because Visual Editor is almost what you see is what you get. That has made a large swaths of my book obsolete.
But one thing has not changed. Broughton says the most helpful thing a contributor can do, still, is add verifiable sources where they may be lacking. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.